Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Agnition. And today we're going to be joined by retired modified driver Jay Ruby. We're also going to hear from Paul Gilland from Justice Brothers and Gilland Enterprises, Josh Ruby from Kevco Racing, and a little more from our old friend Speed at Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. Right after a few words from our sponsors.
International Steel Erectors are the best.
Yeah, I agree. We are the best.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way. Here at your local family-owned International Steel Erectors, we have the grain system that'll work for you.
ISE is your authorized dealer for MFS grain bins.
ISE also carries grain handler dryers made right here in Minnesota.
And if you are looking for a quality steel frame building, my dad also sells and installs Quality Star and Sentinel buildings.
Now, with two locations to serve you even better, see internationalsteelerectors.com.
ISE is the place to be.
Got an old motorcycle that's taking up space? Time to turn that bike into cash. Motorcycles wanted. We buy 1970s Japanese bikes and British bikes, running bikes, non-running bikes, dirt bikes, and street bikes. Call today, 612-720-2142. That's 612-720-2142.
Returning home on a November evening, I hit a deer on 35W. Hi, this is Shelly. My first thought was, is everyone okay? My second thought was, oh no, my van. I love my van and rely on it every day. My first call was to Bob at Midwest Collision. He took care of everything from getting my vehicle towed to his shop, providing me with a loaner vehicle, and returning my van back to me in a timely fashion when it was repaired, all with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Accidents happen. If you have had an accident, call Midwest Collision at 332-2434.
And now a word from our title sponsors of The Dirt Show, the dirt experts, Agnition.
Farmers, get your soil started with Generate from Agnition. Generate is a patented microbial catalyst that stimulates native microbes to liberate nutrients that drive soil and plant health. Click on our ad on the Dirt Show website for more information on our new customer promotion today.
Generate. Drive efficiencies from the ground up.
Hey friends, when you're reaching for something to add that something extra to your favorite foods, reach for Cookies Sauces and Seasonings. Whether it's our Wings and Things hot sauce on your morning eggs, our barbecue sauce on a burger at lunch, our premium salsa with chips for snack time, Cookies taco sauce on tacos for dinner, or a flavor enhancer on meats for a weekend feast, the Cookies family of products makes a perfect addition to any meal. Remember, smart cookies use cookies. Go to cookiesbbq.com.
Cookies is the one.
Napa know-how.
Car parts are filthy. Heck, seems like even looking at a car can stain your shirt. Luckily, Gunk Engine Degreaser is on sale for $3.99 plus $4 mail-in rebate, which is basically free. So get the cleaning power you need with Gunk Engine Degreaser. Now just $3.99 plus $4 mail-in rebate. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/18.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuel, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and today I am joined by retired modified driver number 30, Jay Ruby. And Jay, many fans remember you when you raced IMCA Modifieds weekly at Fairmont Raceway and Algona from 1988 to 1999. Those were some interesting years in the development of the modifieds that we see today. It seemed like they were constantly changing.
Yeah, they were. In fact, it was tough to keep up with them. You know, you would just think you were on the cutting edge, and then you were behind 2 years. The thing that really helped in that time, there was a chassis builder up in North Dakota who was Pro Chassis. They came up with a leaf spring car that worked really well. You could be off on the setup and still be competitive with that car. And that helped a lot. Made the driving a lot easier. A lot of time spent on the car was a lot less. A lot of the other cars they had previous to that, there was many adjustments. You could adjust yourself out and really mess yourself up and not even be close to competitive with them. That one, you could stay at least have a top five finisher no matter how far off you were in the setup.
Chad Meyer had a very interesting trivia question a few weeks ago at the Kossuth County Speedway. Who won the very first Harris Clash 27 years ago, and what chassis was he driving? And the answer was Mark Noble in a Pro chassis.
I was just going to guess that, but wow, that's been a long time ago already. It makes me feel old.
Where is Lakota, Iowa, and are you still living there?
Yes, I am. It's right on Highway 9, about 30 miles north of Algona, 20 miles south of Blue Earth, Minnesota. So we're right on the Iowa-Minnesota border.
That's a very convenient place for a race driver to live.
Yeah, it was an easy driving distance to race Algona weekly and Fairmont, Minnesota weekly. When I raced, I did get down to Mason City once in a great while. I was a little uncomfortable with Mason City just because of the fact the track went east and west. And come feature time, they would usually be getting done just as the sun was going down. On a dry, dusty night, it was kind of spooky going down the backstretch down there with all the dust and the sun in your eyes. And so I never really got comfortable down there. So that was why I spent most of my time in Algona and Fairmont.
On the Fairmont Raceway historic site that Don Masters created, there is a great picture of you, the number 17 Mark Stuber, and the number 20 of Denny Anderson, who's still racing.
I've seen that picture, yeah, and both of those guys were fun to race with. Denny, I see him all the time now. Of course, I'm always at the track with my son and visit with Denny quite a bit. And hats off to Denny. Boy, he's done a good job for a long time. He's always been a very competitive driver.
During your career, you also raced against some of our local Owatonna drivers, Mark Noble, Brett Hansen, and Doug Hilson.
Yeah, they would come over to Fairmont once in a while. I guess I did run all the fair race or something over at Owatonna. I was over in that area. But, yeah, all of them great guys. In fact, Mark, I didn't race against him a lot on a weekly basis. He would show up. He ran a lot of specials. He went after big money. So if there was big money someplace, he was traveling to go get it. Doug Hilson, I raced with him quite a bit. Heck of a nice guy. I run into him every so often now and then. Usually a swap meet or something, I see him and visit with him a little bit. But, yeah, I guess it's kind of old friends that I haven't seen for a while.
Many times during your racing career, you were runner-up for the Fairmont or Algona Track Championships. What was the closest year you remember?
The closest would have been Fairmont. Off the top of my head, I don't remember what year it was. Fairmont and Algona kind of went off on their own and did a NCAR, they called it, rather than IMCA. Basically, the rules were the same as IMCA, except they didn't have the engine claim. They ran them for 2 or 3 years, I believe. When they did the NCAR, they also did their own points. They did it different than what IMCA did. And that year, I ran second in points to Denny Anderson. And according to NCAR points, he won that night, and I finished second. And we finished up 8 points behind Denny. If they would have been running IMCA points that year, I would have won the points championship by 2 points. So that was the closest I got to a points championship. It was disappointing. I always wanted one, but never made it.
What are your most memorable feature wins from your racing career?
I won the fair race in Algona. That was a pretty memorable one. Naturally, my first win. I'm sure that sticks with everybody. That's a pretty tough one to ever forget. I won in Fairmont one night with some pretty tough competition. Actually, I won 2 weeks in a row, and both of those nights stand out pretty good. I would have to say the most memorable one would be the fair race in Algona. And the disappointing part about that was Algona always gave away a six-foot trophy. So Thursday night for the fair races, I won it, and they gave away the little trophy. And on the Saturday night regular races, they gave away the six-footer. So I didn't get that six-foot-tall trophy. I still remember the win, and it was good.
Coming up on the show during the sponsor interview, I asked Josh about favorite memories about your racing career, and he said that there were many. But like myself, as a kid, I remember the popcorn and buying black and white photos from Missy under the grandstand at Dodge County Speedway, and Josh remembers going to McDonald's. Racing is really a family affair when you take the family out.
Yes, it is. We would load up the car, take off in the truck. It was usually my dad and my brother and myself. And then later on, my brother-in-law would join us. And his wife, my brother-in-law's wife, well, the girls and the kids, they would come down, swing by McDonald's in Algona. We pitted right up against the fence. So we would sit there and talk across the fence, and they would eat their McDonald's burgers before they went up into the grandstand and before the races started. It got to be a weekly thing where they would swing by McDonald's on their way to the track.
Jay, your wife got ill, and that ultimately led to you retiring from racing. What happened, and how serious was the final crash that made you ultimately make the decision to hang up the helmet? Because the people who I have talked to that had seen that wreck said it was a bad one.
Yeah, it was in 99. I had just gotten the car, finished up, took it over. I had a guy, Rick DeBoer, over in Paramount. He did a lot of lettering on cars back then. I had just gone over and picked it up from getting it lettered and brought it home, and the next day was Josh's birthday. And we were opening presents in the morning before the school bus came, and my wife got sick. She had an aneurysm in her brain. She did survive a week, but she never regained consciousness after that morning. But anyway, she passed away. And later on that summer, everybody was saying you need to get back racing again and get things going. We were trying to get our lives put back together. So I took the car out, and I raced it a couple of times, I think. I don't remember how many times I'd actually had it out. But, yeah, I had coming off of a two in Paramount. A couple of us got together, and it launched me off the backstretch. And the only thing I really remember about the accident was I looked over to my right to see if there was anything out there I was going to hit, and all I saw was black. And the next thing I know, they were trying to get me out of the car, and I'd wake up and pass out and wake up and pass out. So anyway, I ended up in the hospital that night, and I had what they call a basal skull fracture. So it took me all night to come up with the date where I was at and the president's name. I had to answer those three questions before they would let me out of the hospital, and I just could not come up with who the president was. It took me a while. Anyway, they let me out, and at that point, I figured I had better quit before the kids end up with no parents. So we hung it up. It was a tough decision to make, but it was the right one.
Maybe the president just wasn't that memorable.
That's a lot of it. It was. And my brother always told him that, you know, you should ask him questions and he's going to know the answer to.
In 2006, you pulled your old car out and started getting it ready for Josh to race. What was that father-son bonding experience like?
That's kind of slightly incorrect on that statement. Josh and Ben pulled it out and started working on it, and I started helping them. It was their idea to actually pull it out. I was kind of against it at first. You know, I thought, you guys need to finish school, get some college behind you, get some serious stuff done before you start playing around. And they were pretty adamant on getting it going, so I started helping them. But, yeah, they did most of the work themselves. I was there kind of advising them, but I didn't help them probably as much as I should have. I wanted them to realize what kind of work it was going to be and time-consuming. And both of them, they worked hard at it and got it together and finally got to the point. It looks safe. I feel comfortable with you guys racing it. Go ahead. So the first year, they decided they could share the car. I knew that wasn't going to work out for very long, but they assured me, no, it'll be fine. One was going to drive it one track, one was going to drive it at the other track. Sure enough, at the end of the first year, we were looking for another car, and we ended up with two cars. From then on, it just started growing, and Ben and Josh were both racing sport mods back at that time, or I guess they called them sport mods at that time, or B-mods.
Are you still involved helping with the cars?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am. I'm not near as much as I used to. I had a little health issues a couple of years ago. I had some heart surgery, and I just haven't got back to 100% yet. But I'm at the track all the time whenever they're racing, and I don't work as hard on it as what I should. But I guess there's nothing that makes you more proud. I'm more proud watching the boys working on their cars and racing them than I ever was doing it myself. What a good feeling it is to see them out on the track. And I'm having more fun these days watching these guys than I ever did doing it myself.
In 2015, you were back in a car for a Legends race. What was that experience like, and what was the most notable changes in the race cars since you were in one?
Tell you the truth, I had a blast in it. In fact, I drove, I believe it was Ben's sport mod, and the biggest change that I saw in the cars, like the old car that I drove was a leaf spring. It didn't lift up on the bars like the new cars do nowadays. And that sport mod that I was driving when you were on the throttle, it would pick up on the bars. But as soon as it would hit the chip, it would drop off the bars at the end of the straightaway. When it came down off the bars, that would change the rear steer. You would turn one way, and you'd have to actually steer the car different. And that was kind of a surprise when I first went into the first corner with it. And then after a few laps, I started kind of getting used to it. Well, I never really got used to it, but at least at first I thought there was something wrong with the car, and it turns out that's just the way they drive, you know, when they come off the bars. Because I never drove a car that lifted like they do nowadays.
My brother bought your hand-painted number 30 door skin at the Kossuth County fundraiser auction last November. You also signed it for him, which was cool. This is a beautiful door. The days of the guys that hand-lettered cars is going by the wayside, and those guys were real artists.
They were. I believe maybe the first year I raced, I had a guy that lettered mine, and every year after that, Rick DeMore over Fairmont lettered it. Did a fantastic job for me. He did a lot of cars back then. I think he still does quite a few, but even he's getting into the vinyl graphics, and yeah, everything is vinyl nowadays. And then we did have him do Ben's car one year, kind of a retro type thing, but he hand lettered Ben's car one year, one of the last years that Ben raced. Ben is my other son, and it was one of the last years that he raced. He painted it like one of my old cars. That was pretty neat.
Jay, you still have a lot of fans that remember you from your racing career. When you walked into the door at the Kossuth County fundraiser auction, I heard about four or five guys say, "Hey, Jay Ruby's here." Do you miss being at the track weekly as a driver?
That's a tough question to answer. In a way, I do, but I don't know. When you're going that fast at the end of the straightaway, that's not the time to be deciding, should I look through my bifocals or my regular lenses here? And so I am a little, like when I drove it in 2015, I was a little bit more spooked. I wasn't really relaxed and comfortable in there like I should have been. In a way, I miss it, but yet, in a way, I don't really care to get back in it.
I appreciate all your racing memories. You have two great sons. It's fun to watch Josh out there when we go down to Britt and Algona, and thanks for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show.
Well, glad to have been here, and it was nice talking to you. Very nice visit. I also want to throw out there that I got grandsons that are getting started in go-karts now, too, so that's a lot of why Ben sold his car and got out of it, was he started having kids, so now his boys are getting old enough where they're in go-karts now, so hopefully someday they'll be taking over Josh's modified or something.
I'll definitely be watching that third-generation Ruby family, because karts are a great feeder program for future drivers.
They are, and it's so much fun to go watch the kids. You know, at that age, they run around playing football and stuff, and then, oh, it's time to go race, so they go out and they run a few laps and come back in and grab the football, and, you know, it's a totally different scenario. You know, it's fun to watch them.
Thanks for being with us, Jay.
Well, thank you.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Only Powerlift has been building hydraulic doors continuously since 1992, longer than anyone else in the industry. Only Powerlift provides local manufacturing, sales, and service throughout North America, giving you confidence in knowing we will always be there when and where you need us. Only Powerlift installs each and every door, making your project hassle-free from start to finish. Only Powerlift has a lifetime warranty on the structure of the door. Yes, we have that much faith and experience in the quality of the doors. So, what hydraulic door should you buy? by Only Powerlift. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
How bad do you want to win? Hi, this is Tyler Walker from Walker Performance Filtration. When I buckle my belts and put my helmet on, I have one goal in mind: winning. Walker Performance Filtration Systems allow more air and less contaminants, keeping your motors clean and creating more usable power. Drivers like Sammy Swindell, Brian Clausen, and Aaron Rutschel can't afford to make the wrong choice. That's why they choose us. Walker Performance Filtration has systems for 410, 360, and 305 sprint cars, midgets, stock cars, modifieds, outlaw cars, go-karts, and even custom filters. Visit www.walkerperformancefiltration.com or give us a call at 818-252-7788.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan. Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Paul Gillen from Gillen Enterprises and Justice Brothers. And Paul, I always look forward to talking to you because we're going to get into some great racing history. A friend of mine, Don Masters, who does the Fairmont Historic website, gave me a box full of treasures, and I have been going through those piece by piece very meticulously. And in that box, I found a 1979 North Star Speedway program, and it happens to be from the night the World of Outlaws were there, and so were you at age 16.
That's correct, yep. My goodness, that was a long time ago, and North Star Speedway was a stop that we made every Sunday with my dad with a Bob Hop car there. And that was my childhood, and boy, we sure had some fun there. And we got to see the Outlaws there, which we always thought that we were the number one, and here these guys show up, and it was incredible. These guys sure put on a show for us, and those were back in the days of Doug Wolfgang and Rick Ferkel and, oh gosh, Brad Doty, some of the names you don't hear as much anymore, but what fun that was.
And I looked at the qualifying page, and somebody had taken the time to write each and every name and their lap time, and there was Bobby Allen, there was Jack Hewitt, there was Sammy Swindell, like you say, Rick Ferkel, Steve Kinzer. What a great group.
Absolutely, and I remember all of those guys, especially Sammy Swindell. He became a close friend of the family. My dad had him drive our ASA stock car in a couple of different places in Milwaukee, and those were some real good times, some good races, some fabulous race car drivers, probably some of the best that still to this day are in the National Hall of Fame out there. And these guys were in their prime back then, in their late 20s, and just a joy to watch them race.
Also, in the very same program is an article on your dad, Glenn, which I will be posting on Facebook and on my Dirt Show website if people would like to see it, who was one of the track sponsors back then. I did not know your dad was involved with Bardol Oil and the Bardol Special with Bobby Grimm and Pete Fulz back in the day.
Yeah, when Dad started there back in the 50s, that was a big time for the Bardol Special at Indy and also for the Wynn Oil Company Special at Indy. And Dad was able to go and see some of that back in the day. It was a special time in his life because he was just becoming a salesman, and he was very good at it. And he was able to go out and see the Bardol Special at different racetracks. He's also, I remember they had a hydroplane boat Bardol Special that he was able to go see in Seattle as well. Those were some really interesting times in racing where sponsorship was really becoming very popular, and people saw that what they saw win on Sunday, the people would buy on Monday. So that was a very unique time where people were very loyal to the racing industry and racing crowd. But yeah, Dad goes quite a ways back.
And a little hometown trivia, Carl Suvey from Owatonna actually ran a Bardol Special car at Rec Speedway in Farmington.
I did not know that. See, there's something that, you know, you learn something new every day, and that was quite a car to be able to drive. That in the Wynn Oil car was quite a car to drive back then, so that's really a feather in that gentleman's cap.
Paul, the picture of your dad in that program, If you yourself had a mustache and beard, you two would look exactly alike. My first reaction to your dad's photo is someone that I would like to do business with.
He came off very honest, and he always dressed very nicely, still to this day. Of course, he sells every day, still to this day. He dressed the part, act the part, and he followed through, and he worked very hard to sell the product that he was involved with, whether it be Bodar Wins or, of course, nowadays, Justice Brothers. But, yeah, I've been accused of being his brother now, and I don't know if I should take that as a compliment or think that I'm getting a little bit too old too fast here, but I'll take it as a compliment for now.
You grew up in the automotive chemical industry. What was your family's vision when you created the business? Because the people you were associated with back then and the people you are involved with in 2018 are some top-notch people.
Well, thank you. You know, our vision at the beginning was to venture off on our own and be responsible for ourselves. Dad had worked for other people and other companies before, but this was going to be his first chance to be in charge of himself. And in the early 70s, it was a lot of hard work. We started with zero accounts, and Dad had that up to over 1,000 accounts within a couple of years. People bought from Dad because of his loyalty to them and all of the time spent with them, plus having a wonderful quality product like Justice Brothers that we could physically show them how well we could get the engine to run a little bit smoother or cooler, or break that nut or bolt loose with the JB80, or back then a carburetor cleaner that would help clean up the fuel system and carbon and what have you. But Dad's vision was, of course, to, at first, just Minnesota. We were only concentrated on Minnesota, and we thought in about 1975 it would be a good idea to spread out into some racing, and that's when we first met Bob Hopp, and boy, that was a great marriage for many years, and we just got hooked on sprint cars, and that's been our family for many, many years, is watching the dirt track sprint cars and all of the different Midwest tracks. And yeah, Dad sponsored a lot of racetracks in the beginning. When you think of North Star, Proctor, Hibbing, Superior, Grand Rapids, Bemidji, Fargo, Grand Forks, Alexandria, gosh, Kandy Ohi, Madison, you could just go on and on and on. And we had been there and or helped promote the tracks through the many years. And it just was a good group of people back then, and that's why we hooked our wagon to that. And it sure paid off. Those people were very loyal to us. We met a lot of nice people and business owners through that. So our vision, again, and Dad's vision was to have something of our own and create something that we were in charge of. And boy, it's been a good ride for 47 years, and we look forward to many, many more years to come.
Let's talk about product line. What are the top selling products for the racers and why?
Sure. The number one seller right now is our JB80 for the racers, and they're using it on all of the Heim joints and rod ends, and also a lot of them like Terry McCarl and those guys, they spray down the headers of the car and the dust covers of the car so none of the mud sticks to it then. Also, as far as for the engine, we have a product called JB Heavy Duty Vehicle, and this product is designed to reduce friction in the engine. And it's as easy as 1 ounce per quart of fluid that it goes into. And its sole design is to reduce heat buildup. And we can sometimes drop 15 to 20 degrees in operation temperature with that. As far as for the fuel side, we can't touch that. Of course, that is mandated. You know, they only can use a certain fuel in these cars. But also a lot of our brake parts cleaner and carburetor cleaner and our gear oil treatment for the differential. We always ran the Hallebrand quick change rear ends. And we were noticing that we had a 30-degree drop in temperature just by using that gear oil treatment in our differentials. So these are the type of things that we talk to racers about, saving money, creating more horsepower, running cooler. Another one that comes to mind is our radiator cooler product. By putting it in the radiator, we were able to drop, again, 10 to 15 degrees in our coolant system. And these were all things that, you know, we never talked about. We walked the walk. We used all these products in our race cars. And in turn, we didn't have as big of repair bills and breakdowns and different things that other people were experiencing. So a lot of the racers started to look at us to see what we were doing. And boy, that's where a lot of this started and the traction of a lot of these products started.
What are your top selling commercial and industrial products and why?
Sure. Our JB80 is our top-selling industrial and commercial product because everybody can use a lubricant, a penetrant in their shop. Now, ours will do both. It'll penetrate rusty nuts and bolts, but also it lubricates very well. When you think of some of our competitors, such as the Blue and Yellow brand, we all know the name there, they're mostly solvent-based. Ours are petroleum-based, so they last longer and do a much better job of lubricating. Our degreasers, our engine degreasers, and our brake parts cleaner and carburetor cleaner work so much better than our competitors in that, number one, our products actually do what they say they're going to do. They clean, decontaminate, and wash off very easily. Being that our products are made in California, there are very, very stringent laws for EPA, so our products are also very health conscious. So we don't want people to have any carcinogens around them or anything like that with our products. And our products are very clean, again, because they're made in California, very stringent laws with the EPA. Those are some of the top ones. The other one is, again, our heavy-duty vehicle for all the gearboxes that run in a paper mill or a box company or that. Again, the heavy-duty vehicle product is added to the gear oil, and it helps to reduce friction. Therefore, it runs cooler and smoother. And again, I've seen as high as a 30-degree drop in temperature in some of these gearboxes with just the addition of this. So those products are probably our most popular ones for the commercial and industrial accounts.
And Paul, it's hard to believe, but harvest season is right around the corner, and I'm sure JB80 and some of your other products are popular on the farm.
Absolutely. Our JB80 and our chain lube sales have gone through the roof this year because we've had some good moisture and timely rainfalls that have allowed for hay crops to be probably the best we've seen in the Dakotas and Minnesota and Wisconsin. Also, I know you've seen them, the corn crops and the soybean crops are looking so good. It's really good to see that the farmer could get good yield off their crops this year. But our JB80 and chain lube is very popular. And then we also have a full line of diesel products, diesel anti-gel and diesel supplements to help the tractor or truck run much better, clean the injectors, keep all the microbes from growing in the system as far as for biodiesel problems, disperse moisture, increase cetane levels, all kinds of things, again, to help the farmer be more profitable, more productive, and less downtime.
Paul, it sounds like you're not going to be able to make it to the Knoxville Nationals this year, but it sounds like your office manager will.
You know, I really miss going to the Nationals. For many years, we had a suite on the far east end of the grandstand, the beginning of Turn 1, and I really miss those days because, again, sprint car racing has been such a big part of our family, and there are so many individuals I've been so fortunate to meet, such as Steve Kinzer, Craig Galansky, Brooke Tatnow, Terry McCarl, Austin McCarl, Carson McCarl, and going back to the Leland McSpaddens, the Ron Schumanns, Brad Doty's, all of these wonderful people and the Kuba family. They're such nice people and been very open to fans that it's been so much fun to see her. And the competition level there at the Nationals is the best. You're going to see the cream of the crop there. And even back then, we got to see all the CRA guys, and then some of the Australians started showing up. So it was very much a fun part of my life. It just a few things have changed, and I'm not able to make it as much anymore. But I get my update from my receptionist. She is always there, and Pam is just a wonderful person, and she's always there representing our company very well. So, but someday I'll be back there, Clayne, and I know you'll enjoy it.
How can listeners find out more about Justice Brothers and Gilland Enterprises?
Go to the website at www.justicebrothers.com. There you will find all of our products, whether it be agricultural, industrial, automotive. And if you need to find a place to get these products, you can also press on a tab there that will tell you who to get in contact for that. And it also gives us information as distributors to help you find it as well. But, you know, our most common places are Mills Fleet Farm, Menards, Auto Value, Hardware Hank, Trustworthy Hardware, Home of Economy, Baumgars, Tyson's, so many different farm and fleet ones that they can find our product for. But also, you can call us at 1-800-533-7492, and that's our toll-free number directly to our office here in Eden Prairie.
Paul, thanks for being with us. I always look forward to it.
Clayne, it's always a pleasure, and thank you so much for the Mexican treat down at the Owatonna Farm Show. That was wonderful.
You bet. Glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you, Clayne.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels can be seen on the dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact, Aero Racing Wheels has become the largest premier racing wheel supplier by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Aero 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy, NASCAR, Xfinity, and Camping World Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Wolf & Sons Yard Service has heavy equipment. This is Scott Wolf. Whether you need a basement dug, a building removed, footings for a remodel, an RV, camper, or boat pad, rock, sand, or dirt hauled, or even a driveway or parking lot road graded, call 455-3524.
The big boys with the big toys. Dale Enterprises.
Speaking of big toys, the boys at Dale Enterprises have added an excavator-mounted forestry mulcher to their lineup. This unit will turn your trees, brush, or shrubs on your terraces and waterways into dust. Drainage ditch dredging, site prep, building site demo, complete septic system service, pumping and field drainage. Dale Enterprises, with four generations of experience, are the boys with all the toys. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Call Dale Enterprises today at 685-2148.
Rhino Ag equipment is used in agricultural, commercial, or industrial mowing applications, landscape preparation, roadside maintenance, and many other farm and ranch applications. For a dealer near you, visit rhinoag.com.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Welcome back to a special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Josh Ruby from Kebco Racing. And Josh, we saw you down at Britt in your number 30 modified the night after they had about 6.5 to 7 inches of rain, and that's tough for the promoter to get a track ready, and it was a little rough to say the least. But you look like you were having a blast until something let go.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a blast or not, but, you know, we knew going into it was going to be rough that night with that kind of rain, but we just ended up breaking the U-joints in the drive shaft.
Past the grandstand, you were on the hammer, and that's got to be fun whether the track's bumpy or not.
Yeah, I like it when there's a little bit of moisture. That's why I run an open motor. I don't think people come to see how slow we could go. I think they want to see what race cars can really do, so when it's like that, I enjoy it, and I think people come to see that.
We have your dad, Jay, on the show today. What are your earliest memories of your dad's racing career?
Oh, there's lots of them. That's how I got into it, was growing up watching him. So it was kind of a family event. I remember when we were kids, we would all go down to Algona with Mom, and we'd always stop at McDonald's and get a Happy Meal, and then we'd sit outside the fence at the pits and eat our Happy Meal. And right before the races started, then we'd walk up to the grandstands and cheer him on every night, so. Everything seems better when you were younger, but those were definitely pretty fun times.
Did you know from a very early age that you were destined to be a race car driver?
You know, something I always wanted to do. I guess when I was a kid, obviously, I was going to, you know, I had it in my head I was going to go drive NASCAR. Obviously, as you grow up, you start realizing the reality that's probably not going to happen. But, you know, on a local level, I enjoy doing it. And sometimes it's a lot of work, but we still have fun doing it.
One other benefit is you made the decision to get into the racing industry. Now you also have a test car, too.
Yeah. When I graduated college, you know, I didn't know for sure whether I wanted to go on for another 2 years or what I want to do. And Kevin Klofsky offered me the job at Kefco and started there. And probably the best decision I've ever made. I enjoy what I do very much every day, and not everybody gets to say that.
What is an average day like for you at Kefco? What are you doing there personally?
You know, it's what I like so much about it is I never know until I get there. You know, some days we're out in the shop trying to fill a big orders, whether it be welding oil pans together. The next day we could be on the road trying to sell an oil pan to, you know, make some sales. Or a lot of times we just are spent updating the website and trying to get new product information on it. You know, I like working with different customers and trying to grow the business. And whatever I got to do to make that happen, I don't mind doing.
And the neat thing at Kefco, it's racers making stuff for racers.
Right, exactly. You know, we do so much more than just race car stuff anymore, but that's still kind of the heart of what we do, and I think we all take a lot of pride in doing that and trying to make the best product we can.
Many listeners know Kevco for the custom oil pans, but Kevco Racing has become much, much more. You even have all the race trailer organizers and things like that. What are some of the products people may not know about?
Yeah, that's kind of a new thing we've been doing for the past couple of years, but we do anything for your garage or trailer. We do jack stands for the race cars, pit sockets. We do oil racks and anything that you can put in your trailer to help keep things more organized. We've got an option for, so it's been kind of neat selling that stuff. It's been pretty popular, and it's continued to grow as time goes on.
What would you say is your most popular product right now, something that you're shipping every day?
Well, it's still always oil pans. That's kind of our main thing. But our jack stands have been extremely popular, as well as our pit sockets. People seem to really like those. It's an affordable wheel socket that just seems to really be a hit with everybody.
If listeners would like to find out more about all these innovative products, what's the best way to do that, Josh?
You can go to our website. It's kevcoracing.com, or you can check out our Facebook page, Kevco Racing. We'll just give us a call at 1-800-770-3557. You can talk to me or Nathan, and we'll help you out any way we can.
Josh, thanks for all you guys do, and can't wait to see you out at a track near us.
Sounds good. I appreciate it, Clay.
Race fans, the biggest secret at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum isn't really a secret at all. Every race night in Knoxville, race fans can purchase tickets to sit on the museum's second floor in climate-controlled comfort. So whether it's hot outside or cold and windy, it's always just right on the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum's second floor, right on top of the museum. All you have to do is call in advance or come into the museum on Saturday afternoon to purchase second floor tickets to watch the sprint car races from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in climate-controlled comfort. And yes, there are still a number of four-day Knoxville Nationals second floor tickets available for this year's 58th annual five-hour Energy Knoxville Nationals, but those won't last long. So the next time you're in Knoxville on race day and would like to watch the sprint car races from climate-controlled comfort, stop by the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum and check out our second floor seating. You'll be glad you did, and we'll see you in Knoxville.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Extreme Powder Coating.
Fast Shafts owner Pat Fagan is a racer himself who has been testing and building drive shafts for himself and teams all over the nation since 1992. Fast Shaft drive shafts are the number one choice for over 90% of the major modified chassis builders. Drive shafts, drive shaft repair, 9-inch Ford center sections, slip yokes, rear end yokes, ring and pinions, bearings, spools, gears, shim kits, and more. Call Fast Shafts today, made by racers. Four racers. 800-622-6617.
Cabela's and Duradoc are synonymous with the great outdoors. Now these two businesses have teamed up to show you the best in dock technology. Duradoc from the City of Lakes, Clear Lake, Iowa, now has product displays inside the Cabela's store, located just north of Owatonna on I-35. Stop by and see what a modern, high-quality, long-lasting dock from Duradoc looks like up close. Because let's face it, when you're at the lake, you have many more important things to think about than dock maintenance. See the outdoor dream team, Duradoc and Cabela's in Owatonna, and the new dock displays. See Duradoc.us.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and as always, I'm joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, I am constantly amazed by the creative recipes that you come up with, and today's recipe is awesome.
Well, I'll tell you what, Clayne, it's always fun to visit with you and come up with some goodies. What I've got today is I take a serving for 2 to 3 people. You could even squeeze it probably up to 4. Take a nice big boneless pork chop, like an 8 to 10 ouncer, one that's like about an inch thick, dice it about every quarter of an inch or so, slice that up, and then stir fry that. I'll put just a little bit of Cookies flavor enhancer on it, stir fry that up in a frying pan wok, works the easiest, but stir fry that up and pull it out, and then I chop up 1 cup of onion and 1 cup of celery diced up. Same thing with carrots, 1 cup of them sliced real thin. and then a cup of green peppers or assorted red and green and yellow peppers, orange, whatever you got, but a cup of them, and then a half a cup of pineapple tidbits with the juice. Throw them all in the wok and steam them through till the carrots just get tender, and then add one cup of Cookie's new Korean stir-fry wing and barbecue sauce. It's in all the Fairways and Hy-Vee stores. And just stir that all together, and you can serve it over rice, or if you just want to eat it plain, it's a real easy thing to prepare ahead of time if you want to just cool it down, and then put it in some of those throwaway foil half pans or half steam table size pans. I always like to double them up and cover them good with foil, and then if you want to take it to the races, you can just take it there and just set it on your grill at low temperature, and it just heats back up real easy and makes for a mighty tasty treat. And you can either mix the rice in with that carrots and celery and onions and all that, or have the rice in a separate pan and just serve it over the rice there, you know, at the races or wherever you're heading out to. But it's a real simple dish, easy to reheat, or it's great just to do it fresh too. But I mean, you can do it either way, Clayne, but boy, is that ever tasty. You can just go to our website, cookiesbbq.com, and go to Korean recipes, and you'll find that recipe right on there.
That sounds like an excellent idea. And also, you've been busy with the rib wagon. Where are you heading next?
Well, I tell you what, we're going to be kind of sneaking up into your territory the end of August. We've got the state fair coming up next week, the Iowa State Fair. That runs through the 19th of August. And then, needless to say, for the listeners up there in that area, we're going to be setting up on August 29th, that afternoon, at the Hy-Vee store in Mankato, Minnesota. So the 29th, we'll be setting up that afternoon, and then the 30th and 31st, we'll be serving up ribs and pulled pork and smoked loins and all kinds of goodies at the Rib Wagon. There's two Hy-Vees in Mankato, and this one here is down by the river. The actual address is 410 South Riverfront Drive in Mankato.
That sounds great. I highly encourage anybody listening to head on over and stock up on cookies and speed. Thanks for being with us.
You betcha. Have a good one, Clayne. See you, buddy.
The weather is heating up, but your vehicle interior doesn't have to. Hi, this is Ashley at the Owatonna Auto Clinic. If your air conditioning system has quit working or it is blowing warm air, now is the time to have our specialists at the Owatonna Auto Clinic check into the problem. Our auto clinic will check all of the symptom components, check for leaks, and recharge your system for miles of climate-controlled traveling. So don't get hot. Keep your cool this summer with a little help from your friends at the Owatonna Auto Clinic, located at 902 Hoffman Drive in Owatonna.
Coming out of turn four and heading to the checkered flag, you can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins' national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, then call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
This your old friend Speed the Sauce Man. Welcome to the Dirt Track segment brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Arlington Raceway was running last Wednesday, August 1st, for the Sibley County Fair Stock Car Shootout. In the Hobby Stock A-Main, Corey Probst over Chris Playman. In the Sport Mod A-Main, Matthew Loaf over Jared Baumeister. And in the Stock Cars, Jeff Larson over Luke Sathoff. Last Thursday night, August 2nd, was opening night of the 360 Nationals at Knoxville Raceway. In the A-Main, it was Thomas Kennedy over Sammy Swindell. KRA Speedway in Wilmer was also racing last Thursday night, August 2nd. In the B-Modified A-Main, it was Brock Groenwald over Justin Van Epps. In the Mod 4s, Tyler Larson over Dustin Holquist. In the Peer Stocks, Austin Bauman over Bruce Labs. In the Sport Compacts, Justin Skalitsky over Corey Merworth. In the Street Stocks, Justin Vogel over Jeff Krause. And in the Super Stocks, Sean Fernks over Shane Sobraski. Kossuth County Speedway was also racing last Thursday night, August 2nd. In the A-Modified A-Main, the Triple Nickel of Ryan Reuter over Jeremy Mills. In the B-Modifieds, Matthew Loaf over Doug Cook. In the Hobby Stocks, Josh Seidels over Brandon Nielsen. In the Sport Compacts, Colin Rogers over Oliver Monson. And in the Stock Cars, Chad Palmer over Kevin Opie. Last Friday night, August 3rd, was night two of the 360 Knoxville Nationals. In the 360 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Carson Macedo over Joey Saldana. Chateau Raceway was also racing last Friday night, August 3rd, in the A-Modified 25-lap A-Main. It was a 23 at Darwin Carew, getting his first career A-Main victory over Blake Arndt. In the B-Modifieds, Jason Vandekamp over Ryan Gogan. In the Hornet A-Main, Brian Adams over Ashley Bell. In the Pier Stocks, Jesse Stahl over Troy Moss. In the Street Stocks, Corey Adams over Jason Newkirk, and in the B-Modifieds, Nick Wagner over AJ Zavorek. Mississippi Thunder Speedway in Fountain City, Wisconsin was also racing last Friday night, August 3rd. Three-time defending track champion, USRA Modified driver Josh Anks parked it in victory lane. Lance Hofer was your USRA late model feature winner. Sean Walski in the USRA B-Mods, Greg Willett's in the 600 Mods, Steve Dwyer in the USRA Hobby Stock feature, and Jason Schlagel taking home the MTS Hornet feature. Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa was also racing last Friday night, August 3rd, in the IMCA Modified 20-lap A-Main. Kelly Shryock over Jeremy Mills. In the Sport Mods, Colby Fett over George Nordman. In the Stock Cars, Chad Palmer over Kevin Opie. In the Hobby Stocks, Chance Halatz over Drew Bargloff. In the Sport Compacts, Oliver Monson over Chris Wilson. And in the Outlaw Mini Mods, Luke Daniels over Michael Bryant. Kossuth County Speedway was also racing last Saturday night, August 4th, for the Kossuth County Fair. In the A-Mods, Brandon Beckendorf over Tad Reitzel. In the B-Mods, George Nordman over Alex Smith. In the Hobby Stocks, Chance Halatz over Bryant Johnson. In the Sport Compacts, Oliver Monson over Katie DeVries. And in the Stock Cars, Chad Palmer over John Wieman. Saturday night also marks a historic night at the Knoxville Raceway. Terry McCarl taking his fifth Knoxville 360 Nationals victory over Carson Macedo. In the 305 Wing Sprint Car A-Main, Colby Watt over Devin Klein. They were also racing at Deer Creek Speedway last Saturday night, August 4th. In the Modifieds, Jake Tim over Brad Waits. In the Super Stocks, Dexton Cook over Jeff Brower. In the Street Stocks, Corey Adams over Nick Schwabach. In the Midwest Modifieds, Cole Anderson over Steven Amundsen. And in the USRA B Modifieds, Caden Kath over Ryan Mitlin. Also, congratulations to our local late model driver, Lance Matthews, for winning the NASCAR late model portion of the USA Nationals at Cedar Lake Speedway over the weekend at 62 years of age. Viking Speedway in Alexandria was also racing last Saturday night, August 4th. In the A-Mods, Dan Ebert over Brian Haben. In the B-Modifieds, Ron Scherer over Jason Hoffman. In the Super Dirt Late Models, Ben Walden over Travis Scherer. In the Pier Stocks, Jesse Waldorf over Tanner Horn. In the Street Stocks, Sean Caranda over Ryan Sater. And in the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski over Kevin Burbick. Sunday night, August 5th, Brad Sweet won the 25-lap Wing Sprint Car A-Main, the Capitani Classic, over Carson Macedo. And Granite City Speedway was also racing last Sunday night. In the 20-lap A-Modified feature, Shane Sabraski over Dennis Check. In the B-Modified, Brandon Merworth over Jeremy Nelson. In the Mod 4s, Bob Holquist over Tyler Larson. In the Sport Compacts, Corey Merworth over Justin Skalitsky. And in the Super Stocks, Shane Sabraski over Kevin Burdick.
Lou Fager's Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at fagersracing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model chassis, including all the IMCA and Wasota parts you need. Lou Fager's Racing has decades of experience in making fast drivers even faster. See them online at FaggersRacing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need. Compliments of Lightning Lou.
This is Mark at Courage Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie. If you're in the market for a different car or truck, please stop in and give us a try. We keep a nice selection of new Fords and used cars and trucks of all makes and models. So stop in and give us a shot. You won't be disappointed. And call for all your service needs. Doug will take great care of your auto. Give him a call today. That's at Courage Ford, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie, your service-minded dealer.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.